Welcome to episode 46 of the Family Podcast Network, helping you work with your tough kids, even those that aren't, coming at you from Tuscola, Texas, home and headquarters of the Family Podcast Network. I'm your host, Trey Gibson. Date today, March 2nd, 2012. We are quickly approaching the day of the Aztec calendar. I believe it's Aztec. Maybe it's Mayan calendar. Forgive me if I'm getting that wrong, guys. Anyway, the day's coming quick. Some of you guys might be asking yourself, are you putting stock in that? Nope, I plan on seeing you the day after. And you're just trying to keep a little bit of humor, mix it up, make it a little bit fun today. There's going to be a reason for that. We'll get into that here in just a minute. Topic for today is going to be modern cartoons. Could all of this contribute to our kids' lunacy? Understand, I'm going to do a couple things, and let me explain this topic. First off, some of you guys may be asking, you just pulled two external articles in a row from yesterday until today. The answer is absolutely yes. I have a list of topics, just a rap sheet huge long right now, of stuff that I want to do for these particular podcasts. Haven't gotten around to them yet. They're all heavy, they're all weighty, they're all serious, and I can almost guarantee that most everybody can identify with at minimum one of them. However, I really wanted to lighten up the mood some today. A lot of these topics that we've been going through are hefty, they're chewy, they're weighty, and you know what I thought? If we're going to go through all this rough stuff, we're going to go through all this heavy-duty stuff, let's take a minute, let's take a break. We're parents, we need to be laughing a little bit anyway. And so we're going to do that today. Before we get into that, guys, let's get some housekeeping knocked out. Guys, consider liking me on Facebook and sharing me on Twitter. Like I've said before, you guys at Facebook and Twitter have been incredible. I also want to throw out a thumbs up to you guys over at Pinterest. Man, you guys at Pinterest have been tearing it up in the traffic. Appreciate you guys. Thanks for the traffic you guys have been sending my way. Hope you guys enjoy the site. Give me a message. Shoot me a message if you guys need anything just by hitting the contact me bar up at top. Love to talk to you guys. Absolutely love to. Guys, also consider becoming a PTAC member. That stands for Parents for the Ethical Treatment of Adolescents and Kids. Just a small way that you guys can help contribute to the site and help us kind of further do what we're doing here as members. If you guys feel like you're getting 20 cents per episode out of the show, consider doing that. Guys, also consider jumping on to the podcast subscribe. Even more so, I'd love to see you guys jump into the podcast subscribe. All that is you're just subscribing to an email that you're going to get to let you know whenever our new material is out. Sometimes I post at 8 o'clock. Sometimes I can't get to it because I've got family engagements, and I may not post until 11, or in some days I might not post it until 5, 6 in the evening. This just lets you be the number one first person that are going to get to know when that material is up through that. And also, guys, I send out autoresponder messages to everybody whenever there's new things going on, if I'm going to be out, if I'm sick, etc. So it's the best way to get inter-office communications from the guy running these podcasts. So, guys, consider doing that completely free. You can opt out at any time if you don't like the emails hitting you. Guys, also consider listening to FPN on your mobile device through iTunes, Stitcher, and Kindle. You guys have been awesome. Man, I wish there was a way to track who's downloading through iTunes. Haven't figured out a way. If any of you guys know how to do that, shoot me a message. Hit that contact us button, or you can send me an email at treygibson@thefamilypodcastnetwork.com and let me know if you know a way to track how many people are downloading through iTunes. Just want to know you guys are out there. But Stitcher and Kindle, I've been eyeballing you guys. Thank you for all that y'all are doing. Then last, consider connecting with FPN through Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest, and through my RSS feed. With all of the housekeeping out of the way, let's jump into our topic today of modern cartoons. Could this contribute to our kids' lunacy? And went again, guys, I picked this topic today. Again, I wanted to lighten it up a little bit. I wanted to talk about something a little bit lighter, something we can chuckle at. Wanted to bring in an article that I thought might make you guys smile a little bit. But I also wanted it to be something that you will kind of nod your head to a little bit and go, yeah, fair enough. I have a pretty big pet peeve about modern cartoons that are out right now, modern shows, not even just the cartoons, but even just the shows that they're pushing to our 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old or our tweens. Man, I tell you, I just have a hard time with them because it seems as though they just portray something that is impossible, and then who always winds up being the retarded idiots? Well, it's always us parents. I hate that. I think it sets up this mentality for how kids should act and how kids do act, and I don't like it. Now, am I telling you to go ban your kids from iCarly or something else like that? No, that's not my purpose for today. You weigh that carefully, and you make a decision based off of your understanding, your opinions, and your family's belief systems. But I thought we might could lighten it up a little bit, even if we talked about some pretty serious stuff. I've mentioned to you guys in a previous episode, I spend a lot of time looking around for you guys, trying to find a place that you can get good content from bloggers, from writers, and different kinds of places. But I've noticed particularly blogging. I look for places for you guys to connect with that are really good, that are solid, that are foundation, that are fundamental in something that you guys can enjoy and trust when you get into it. Again, I suspect that you guys don't have time running out your wazoo to understand everything philosophically and then be able to find other people's that match it. Let me do that. That's my job. That is what Family Podcast Network was created to do, is help make your life easier when it comes to parents by helping you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't, right? So as I was looking around, I found this site called solongfreedom.wordpress.com. I want to throw out a little bit of love to another brother using WordPress. I use WordPress as one of the primary things and the primary functions that I do on here. That place is amazing. So love seeing that. It's written by a guy named Max. I couldn't find a last name for Max. All I could find was that Max has written a lot of articles about being a parent. Fundamentally, it sounds like the guy walks into it with, I mean, no PhD, no master's in science, no, you know, formal education in parenting, but I liked him. And I think it's a testament. You don't have to have, you know, research background and master's in science like I do. You don't have to have all that stuff to be a good parent. You just got to understand those basic tenets of good parenting, and that's this. We talk about it at the end of every show. It's all about... You guys who are active listeners know the answer to that. It's all about the relationships with your kids. That's what helps make all the other stuff work. That's what makes the discipline work. That's what makes the you tell them and they go do it work. That's what makes the they obey you when you ask them to. That's what makes the they obey you when you're not watching, right? That's what makes the obeying when they're not watching work. It's the relationships. And this guy seems to have a pretty good firm foundation on that. I really liked him. I highly recommend that you guys go check him out. But he's kicking out some very, very solid stuff. He's very candid. He's very fresh, I think. I like his perspective. And if you guys check him out, his latest article dated the 24th was his article called I Miss Max. And he's talking about, he's being out and he's going to, it sounds like maybe like a wedding or a shower or something like that. And, somebody was taking care of his kiddos. And he mentioned that going in the house and just thinking about his son. And his son wasn't there because he was staying with family or friends or something and how he missed him. And I mean, that's a good sign right there. When you miss your kids, When you look forward to being around them again, I'm not saying we don't get those periods where we need a little break. That's not my point. But I'm talking about when you desire and you long to be around your kids. That's what FPN was created for, was to get us to a place, get us to a state where we could look forward to being around our kids and not be like, oh my God, when am I putting these kids to bed? Don't get me wrong. I've had those nights before too, but I'm talking, I want to minimize those to maybe once, twice, maybe five times a year. And I believe it is possible, and I believe you can have it in your family as well. So with all of that said, let's jump into the article. The article, again, was written by this guy at Max at solongfreedom.wordpress.com. The article title for today, or for this blog that he put, was called Mr. Rogers versus Cartoons. I'm not going to read everything that's in here. I'm going to skip out on some particular sections. So get over there and check it out because it's got all of it. There's several different things that I'm going to skip over today. But I'm just going to get to kind of the meat and potatoes of it. So we're going to start in a second paragraph. He goes, the last cartoon I enjoyed watching with my nephew was SpongeBob SquarePants. It has miraculously found a way to create programming that is fun for kids, young adults, and adults. However, it is the genesis of a trend in cartoons that is ruining Saturday mornings everywhere. : shouting. Then he goes on to say, sorry, shouting! And does that in all caps, his emphasis. This summer I found myself watching cartoons with my nephew to discover that every show is filled with nonstop, hyperactive intensity, constant motion, and most importantly, characters that just scream at each other. It was the most annoying thing that I have ever experienced. Just hours of screaming and shouting and sugar-induced fits of screaming and shouting. And I'm about to do something here, guys. This is all his emphasis. Let's go to the zoo today. Zoo! I love the zoo. Can we look at the monkeys? 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 Monkeys! That's pretty much today's cartoons in a nutshell. They just come at you shouting right away. Everything is over the top, and we wonder why our kids are hyperactive. There is no imagination in kids' TV anymore. It's half an hour after half an hour of characters screeching each other. The subject matter and drawing style changes with each show, but it's the same crap. Yelling. As kids get older, the shows are all crappy versions of Saved by the Bell, but with younger kids who become pop idols. They teach our kids terrible lessons in priorities and work ethics. They promote cliques, getting caught up in menial social BS, and being rewarded for doing what is expected of them. Be careful what you... And listen to this, guys. This is where I think it gets especially good. Be careful what you let your kids consume. I wouldn't let my one-year-old consume a soda or sugar. Same goes for the TV. I'm not going to present him with unhealthy programming options. If he want to watch SportsCenter and basketball with me, that's awesome, and I love it in moderation. But if we're going to watch something together for him, Mr. Rogers and Sesame Street are perfect. However, the best option is still no TV at all. Max has never been babysat by the TV. He is too busy playing nicely in a corner or running around outside. Mommy and Daddy are both TV people. Heck, it's my job. And he talks about that nerd of paragraph that he does a lot of stuff in television. There will be a TV in our house as our kids grow up. But like their diets, we will carefully choose what we put in front of them and when. As a guy who has written, produced, and directed kids' TV, the best advice I can give you is this. Turn off your TV, go outside, play a game. It was always much more fun making the TV shows than watching it because we were all doing something fun together. Use your imagination. If you teach your kids to play games early in life, they will continue to find ways to inspire fun and creativity in themselves. If you need a little help coming up with an activity or a game, check out Play 101, a blog written by a mother who invents games for her kids and inspires imagination. I loved that article. I mean, I first off thought it was just kind of funny. I thought the way he wrote was candid. I thought it was done humorously. It made me want to keep reading, and so I really enjoyed his stuff. Again, I recommend you guys jump over there. I will put a link to him in the show notes. Give him a little bit of link juice. Hopefully get some of you guys from my audience over there to check him out. He's got some good stuff. And again, I think it's neat. I think he's got the right heart for this parenting stuff. Last article, I miss Max. I thought that was really, really cool. But I thought his opinions there at the very end were just spot on, absolutely golden, worth talking about. I like what he said. Turn off your TV, go outside, play a game. I think that's good stuff. Guys, I want y'all to hear me say that in our family, we use TV. We use TV pretty regularly. We use it to help them wind down in the evening. Now, some of you guys out there are laser bolting your screen or are getting your iPod out and ready to just break a piece off in your mouth and chew it up and spit it out. You're like, Trey, you let the TV put them down to sleep? I never could do that. I understand. Not every parent can do that. We have great success with it. Number one, because I've never made it a secret here that we homeschool our kids. And so as such, we don't have timelines. We don't have to be up by 6 and out the door by 6:30 on the bus or et cetera, et cetera. So we have some freedoms that not everybody has. But we let them wind down to a movie. And my kids fall asleep to a movie. And let me tell you, we don't have the issues of, I don't want to go to bed. We don't have that problem. Because our kids look forward to laying down because they run in there. Each one of them gets to pick a movie out each, different nights of the week. And then they throw it in there and then they watch it and they fall asleep to it. Typically, my kids aren't awake through any more than 20 minutes of the show before they're asleep. And we don't have any problems getting our kids in bed. So I'm saying, why am I telling you all that? I'm telling you guys all of that because I want to make sure that I'm setting up that I am not a TV hater. I don't have anything wrong with that. One of the ways that my wife and I relate together and have fun and do something entertaining together is we sit down and we watch movies together. We're nerds, so we watch Star Trek Voyagers that we get in through Netflix and things like that. And then we like to watch the movies that we get in or that we rent from Redbox, etc. But one of the things that I want to talk to you guys a little bit about is regulating our kids and their TV. Watching what is it that our kids are hearing and are seeing on the TV, watching these shows about kids or about characters that are running around, and as this author put so well, just running around screaming like crazy, like Max talks about in this article. And I think there's a lot of truth to what he's saying. Our kids are being socialized through our cartoons that they're supposed to be just retarded spazzes, just running around, blah. And to anybody, I don't mean to say rude when I say retarded, and maybe I should clarify on that. When I say that, I just mean being goofy, just nuts. And with that said, I think we need to be spending time regulating what our kids have coming in. There's an old phrase that says, garbage in, garbage out. And they talk about people, if you put garbage in you, then garbage comes out of you. And I think there's a lot of truth to that to humans on a physical as well as an emotional, mental standpoint. So most of us regulate our kids' diets for one period of time. Even obese parents regulate and moderate their kids' diets in some way, right? We know that when a baby comes out and we hold them for that first time, we don't reach for a bottle of Dr. Pepper. Right? I mean, we may like the 23 or 24 different flavors, whatever it is. That doesn't mean that a kid needs that in their stomach, right? Right? We do that. Why do we do that? Why do we filter that out? Are we saying that kid can't ever have that coming in their bodies? No. We know that one of these days, this kid's probably going to either drink a Dr. Pepper and decide it's the best thing on the face of the planet or decide that it stinks. We know that. But we know that they're not ready for that at a young age. So if we're so willing and ready to do that with our kids' diet, why do we not do that with our kids' cartoons? Why do we not sit down and filter some of the things that these cartoons talk about? And either, I'm thinking one of two things. I think the most likely thing that people jump to is, oh, we'll make them stop listening to that. Okay, maybe. If it's just constant junk that we would never want our kids to be practicing themselves. Okay, I agree. We might not want them to do that. But there's a second option. Maybe watch it with them and then talk with them. Hey, do you see what they're doing right there? That's not okay. It is not okay to go crazy and run around the room screaming. It is not okay to treat an adult like they're an idiot. But take that time to watch it with them. And then you can use it as a really great example of, hey, look, sweetie, don't do that. You know? Then they don't have to make the mistakes themselves. They've got to learn it through somebody else's mistakes. So I recommend doing one of those two things. Watch your kids' cartoons. Watch what the methods are behind them. Watch what the lessons are that are within them. And ask yourself, is it okay? He mentioned SpongeBob SquarePants. We like SpongeBob SquarePants in our family. We've watched it for years. It's something that I can think is funny. My wife thinks it's funny. My kids think it's funny. And we've watched that together. Am I saying drop that because it doesn't have great monumental lessons to learn there? No, that's not what I'm saying. Maybe in your family that's important. Maybe in your family you should do that. However, we don't do that in our family. We watch SpongeBob still. I think it is just fine to have mindless, goofy, gabber, jaw, whatever. I'm just going to make up some funny words. It's okay to have those shows in your household, I think. It's okay. It's not going to, you know, be detrimental to your kid, especially if you've got that relationship with them where you can talk with them about it and talk to them about what's okay and what's not okay. So I'm not saying get all those cartoons out of your house, but consider monitoring them. Maybe you filter them out, or at least if nothing else, spend some time watching it with them and use them as educational purposes. Second part of this is when it comes to regulating our kids' diet of TV, number two, if we regulate our kids, you know, food diets, why are we not regulating, like, their Disney Family Show diets? I've watched some of the episodes of iCarly, The Sweet Life of Jack, and I can't remember their names, but I've seen some of those episodes. Fundamentally, do I think they're horrible shows? No. I do have a problem with 12, 13-year-olds who are advocating for, like, going out and hooking up with girls and making out and all that other stuff, and they try to make it cute and sweet, and I love you, and all that stuff. And remember here, guys, this is just this is a family thing for us. I'm not saying you need this, but for us, that's a family thing, and that's a problem for us. So I've seen some of these shows, and I don't have immense problems save little things like that that can be talked about. But why are we not regulating these things? I have always had a problem with shows that make parents look like idiots. And let's be honest, a lot of these Disney shows that are out there, that's exactly what they're doing. They're making parents look inept, like idiots, that are so dumb that the kids are able to play one-overs on them and get away with it, and the parents don't learn anything until maybe at the end, maybe in some of the shows, the parent comes in, ask them, what do they learn in the kind of the Brady's family style? What did you learn from today? Maybe they give them a consequent and a punishment, they take it, and then it's over. And then the next week, they're in the same retarded mischief, getting into the same stupid stuff, making people upset, hurting, failing, and hiding it from their parents. all over again, who, again, of course, the parents are total morons. You know, for us, we've had to make a decision. That's not okay. What are we going to do as a family? We've decided we're going to filter that as much as we can from our kids. If one of our kids just decides that the new sweet life of Robert and Dalen is, if they make their decision that that's a really great show, and they're really begging us to watch it, it's not going to be a problem. We're probably going to sit down with them and help monitor some of the things that get out there. Most things that are going to be on there are going to be silly and dumb, and it's just going to be a funny show for them. But we're going to watch for those things that become patterns and say, hey, y'all know that though maybe most kids get to live on their own, you know, maybe they make these two kids look like they get to live on their own and get to run all over parents and treat them like they're dumb. Maybe they get to do that. That's not okay to do. You need to be respectful and kind. Why are we respectful and kind, Anna? Because we want other people to be respectful to us. Very good, right? And you can turn these things into learning lessons. But you need to be regulating your diets with your kids when it comes to TV, cartoon, etc. You need to be active, involved in this. And guys, I'm going to go ahead and throw in one other thing. You need to be doing that with your kids' music as well. I am not one of those guys that says that if your kid is listening to a song that you think is horrible junk, that you go take it away from them and you burn the CD. That's not what I'm recommending. However, what I am saying is you need to be listening. Because there are some pop artists out there. There are some rappers out there. And guys, I love rap. It's weird, but I love rap. So I'm not dogging on rap. But there are some rappers out there, guys, you don't want your kids listening to, I can promise. I don't care what your belief opinions are on women or those kinds of things. My guess is that in a lot of ways they're similar to mine. In a lot of ways they might be extremely different from mine. But here's what I'll promise is you need to be monitoring that stuff. You need to be listening about what these little rappers are saying about what is the right thing to do, what's the wrong thing to do, what's fun, what's acceptable. You need to be listening to these things and filtering some of it, even if it's just modifying, hey, this is not normal. In my career, I've actually done some work with some rappers that have gotten big. Can't disclose any kind of names, but I've worked with some of them. And I remember listening to them as 13, 14-year-old kids who were rapping about having shoddies and the rolls in their pockets and all these other things. They didn't have a girl one following them. They didn't have any money in their pockets. But they would rap about that because it's what sells. Rappers, in a lot of cases, will rap about whatever sells. And that kind of thing is selling right now. So I encourage you guys, get out there, listen to their music. If it's not an issue of you wanting to filter it out completely, and maybe that's a decision you want to make, if nothing else, be ready to talk to your kids about what they believe. Take this author's perspective and opinions. I think Max got it right on the head. You know, be a part of them. Help filter those things for them. Turn the TV off and go spend time with them. Have them turn their iPhones off and play with them, be a part of them, listen to them, talk to them. If you've got daughters, let them gab your ear off. Dads, I know, I get it. Sometimes it's like, all right, let's talk about some feelings again. But you know what? Come on, guys. Grab it by the reins and let's do this. It's time to cowboy up with daddies and mommies here, and let's have some relationship with them. So be monitoring those things. Pay careful attention because it can make a difference in the long run. Well, guys, that is all that I have for today. Consider sharing this, guys. I just want to ask you: would you share this on Facebook and Twitter for me, Pinterest, whatever else you guys have got? Would you guys consider sharing that for me? I'd greatly appreciate it. Let's get this stuff out there, guys. Remember, it is all about the relationships with your kid. Guys, I want to say thank you as always for joining me for this episode of the Family Podcast Network, where we help you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. You guys have a good week. Have a good weekend. We'll see you guys on Monday.